Forehead doesn't look huge.
Well, my forehead's out too, so it's okay.
It's a forehead.
I'm really letting it go today. I hope I don't regret it.
So. I think you guys have great foreheads. Your foreheads only look weird the more I focus on them.
They're pretty grand.
Well, good thing this is an hour and a half episode, so they have all the time in the world to look at our foreheads.
Big foreheads don't freak me out.
Big foreheads are
short
in.
Foreheads, though. People who have like no foreheads. That freaks me out.
But you know what? Like, I look at, like, there's times I look at Aaron Paul and I'm just like, okay.
We're good.
Because he has a very large forehead, but it works on him.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, it's like 75% of his head. And I hate to make fun of him because I love him, but he has a very big forehead, but like it works.
And he's successful.
Yeah, he has a lot of money and he's very talented. So maybe
why it works for him.
Exactly, because we're talented.
We just like him.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully people like us and look past our forehead.
Yeah. Has anybody ever like dissed you to your face about your forehead?
Yeah.
You get comments about it?
Five head. I've gotten it.
No, you don't. Yep. When'd you get that? In elementary school?
I feel like out here, it was just like, it's a thing. Because as soon as you bring it up, people are like, they agree. Most of the time, people aren't like, what are you talking? You have a bit. No. It's always like, you can't even notice it.
Turn to the side for me.
I don't think you have a big forehead at all.
I don't think so.
Yours is normal.
No,
yeah, yours is normal.
And I'd be really surprised if somebody made fun of you for your head.
I think it's this part I don't like. At least you
don't have a receding fucking hairline.
Why are you laughing?
Because the more I look at it, the more I'm just
saying. Why don't you show your forehead? Show your forehead.
I don't got a problem with my forehead.
As he covers it, I have no problem.
I was bringing back my hair to show you my forehead.
You'd be surprised, like people that you'll remember things that people point out to you in elementary school. Cause I remember people pointing out my freckles and I was like, I can't wait to wear like makeup and cover them up.
You have freckles?
Yeah.
Where?
All over my
all
entire
under her
face.
Makeup.
Wait, I never see it.
I wear makeup.
You've worn no makeup around me.
You
before.
Don't see my freckles?
She's got freckles.
I have so many freckles, like all over, and now they're freaking trendy. But everyone's like, "What's all that dirt? Why do you have dirt?"
Put the dots back then. Get the fake freckles.
Yeah, after all
I'm surprised. People ever get offended by fake freckles on their faces?
They should.
I don't get offended by fake freckles, but people who put on fake freckles, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't
like,
understand.
I've never looked at someone with fake freckles like, oh my God, cute.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's like people putting on like a beauty mark, like a mole. I never
understood that. And that used to be really popular back then. I don't think they do it anymore, right? Like beauty marks?
Well, it would be like a Monroe piercing because like that was sexy to have a mole right here. So they would pierce it.
A girl in our high school, not in our high school, sorry. There was a girl I knew like in another city during high school.
Uh-huh.
She would put a dot over here every single time she went out. And I was like,
you know what? If it makes you feel beautiful,
go for it.
How about you get rid of the beauty mark on my back? How about that?
You have a beauty mark on your back?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, you have like a really weird mole?
No.
Oh. I have like a mole on top of a birthmark and it looks insanely cancerous.
Oh, it goes like.
But it's not. It's just like a birthmark and then a mole on top of the birthmark.
Does it have a hair coming through it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so it's kind of like a nipple. Because a nipple, if you think about what a nipple is, it's pretty much like a freckle with a... Oh my God!
What?
Do you have 14 nipples?
No, but one... I don't know.
What? Show off your psoriasis. Okay, let the world see it.
It's not a good day. I have bad days, I have good days.
Today, you can play Connect the Dots with Max Skin.
Hey! That's funny, though. I'd let you do it.
It looks really itchy. That's really
I'm itchy
the main
looking
thing.
At it.
Yeah. Well, you know... And it's a process.
And would you say you get a lot of dandruff when you get psoriasis?
Oh, dude, my scalp is bad. And I didn't realize it today until I was on
the
plane.
You're like a reptile.
And I was on my phone and I was just scratching my head and it just went all down. Dude, it was like
God.
A wintry wonderland, the amount of dandruff on my hair. Because
Christmas came early this year.
I have the psoriasis outbreak on my hair too. So, but you know what? Deal with it.
Oh, because you're drying out up here too.
What if people start drawing on psoriasis? Because Kim Kardashian had it.
She had it?
It's a new thing.
She did have it because Matt was saying that he was trying to get...
Oh my God, look at it landing on the phone.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, cover that. Yeah.
Look at that.
Disgusting.
Whoa.
Hey. I agree. It's disgusting.
Now you go.
I start making lines with it.
Like, Matt, you just go.
Draw a smiley face.
I can't. This is stupid.
It's all right.
I hate it.
Dandruff happens to a lot of people.
That's just. Mm. Let's get to the intro.
Should we run the intro?
Yeah. Run the intro.
Let's do it.
It's Comedy Talk, baby.
Yeah. Oh. That you better.
You're supposed to use it as a mic. As a mic.
I know it. It smells. I was gonna break a toe.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Speak into the microphone.
And we're unfiltered. Welcome back. You're having a lovely Monday and Tuesday.
Why is your foot so wet?
I was walking all day. We had so much shit going on today, Heath. We were together all day.
My feet aren't wet.
Well, I didn't change my socks as we were packing.
Yikes. Yeah, we got a big flight coming up tomorrow. Yep.
Oh boy, make it on time. You guys, when it gets to traveling, I'm like,
I was having a meltdown today because it's our first. Well, have we even told what we're doing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think we've ever talked about it. Mariah's like,
I'm not saying anything until we get there.
Yeah, because I really don't want to jinx it.
All right, well, we're going to Europe, baby. Woo! Finally getting the fuck out of here. Oh my God. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah. And it kind of just happened on a whim. We like joked about it. We're like, no, let's do it. And it just happened within like the last couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're finally going and we were realizing this is kind of our first vacation.
That has no work attached to it.
Right.
This isn't for discovery.
No, this is just a vacation.
No, just for fun. Yeah.
Like we've visited home. We've done like stuff like that, but our first just vacation.
Yeah. So who's all going?
Me, Heath, Todd, Natalie, Mariah, David.
Oh, nice. That's mm-hmm. it. That's I thought it. More people. It's small. Like normally, Jason, Jonah, Susie.
Normally it's like 30 of us, but we're keeping it small.
Oh, that's
making
nice.
It easier on travel. And
it's
I think
nice
we're able
because
to-
David, Natalie, and Todd have been to Europe and the three of us haven't.
Okay, so they know all the spots and everything right. you so guys can navigate really through.
Yeah, and Natalie's really nice enough to like get everything set up, book everything, help the flights and everything. So,
and where are we hitting? How long is the trip?
So where are we going? We're flying into Paris. We're going to be there for a few days and then going to Mykonos for like 5 days and then going to Italy for 3 days.
My dream come true.
Mariah's homeland. We're finally going. Are you going to do Staten Island Mom in Italy?
I want to do Staten Island Mom at the airport.
We got to take a whole day for you to get that shit done. Like we're going to be your crew, your production crew.
You've never been to Italy?
No.
Whoa.
And she's Italian.
I know. Yeah. I guess in my head I thought you have.
The dream was to go with the family. But so I was so scared to tell them that I was going because I felt really bad. And they were just like, you can't pass up this opportunity, but we hate you.
But it's good that you're going because when you do go with your family, you kind of know what to do.
You'll be able
to
show
them
the ropes.
Yeah, it's good that somebody goes.
I don't think I'm going with my I don't think so.
Oh, come on. That'd be so much fun. That'd be like Jersey Shore vacation.
Do you know how expensive it is?
Yeah, no, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
Make sure to watch her TikToks, guys. She needs views to pay for this trip.
She's going to take her creator fund from TikTok and spend it on the family for Italy.
What airline are we taking?
WestJet.
We've never heard of it, but WestJet.
WestJet?
Yeah. And we've had...
I've never heard of that either.
Nothing more of a nightmare.
We told some people, they're like, oh, you're flying WestJet?
Yeah.
What
apparently,
is that, like,
it's like the spirit of international flights.
No.
I mean, we were fine with it until all the shit that was happening because of our flights.
So
of what was going on.
What's going on with the flights?
So we tried booking a flight. Everybody got their flight, and I'm trying to book mine, and it just disappeared on me. Like, it showed multiple seats still on it, but it disappeared. You couldn't find it on the internet, not on their website, not on, like, Expedia, nothing.
We all did it at the same time, so we're all paying for our flights separately because, you know, we didn't want to put everything on the car because we want points.
Yeah,
we want to gather points. But what sucks about it, before Heath continues, is that when you buy it all at the same time with different cards, they'll bump up the fucking price of everybody. So like if me and Heath buy a flight first and then Mariah's next, they'll bump hers up by like $2,000.
Because it's like only so many seats left.
Yeah.
But mine didn't.
Supply and demand.
Mine didn't go through and I'm having a panic attack because everybody's booked now.
Oh, so, right there on the spot, you can't find yours even though you paid for it.
I was in the middle of trying to do it and it didn't go through. So then I keep trying and then it just disappears.
Oh, no.
So I call them and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to book this flight. It was available and now it just disappeared. All my friends just booked theirs. There's seats left. Can I just call over the phone and do it with you? And they were like, oh, unfortunately, we can't do that. We can't access...
your itinerary, your flight.
Well, they were like, we can't book a flight for WestJet. Like, we're not showing it. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we can't go in and we don't see anything for WestJet. I'm like, am I talking to WestJet? And they were like, yeah, this is WestJet. I'm like, then how the fuck? What do you
mean? Like the actual airline, the customer service airline.
And Heath was like, so how do you normally book it? They're like, we just go through another website. I'm like, red flag.
Who's working here?
It was so weird.
Strange.
But Natalie was like, I got it to work on mine. So she, I was like, just book it real quick. So she books it.
Different computers and devices were coming up with different seats.
Yeah.
Only for that airline, because I don't know why it was weird.
And she got it to work on hers. I was like, just book it for me and like, I'll pay you back. So she was like, okay, booked it. You're good to go. She sent the itinerary and we're getting ready yesterday. Like a day before we're about to leave. And I'm like, all right, so should we hit the road at like 5 a.m? And they're like, why?
You're more like, and I was like, hell are you talking about?
I was like, because our flight's at 8:50. What do you mean? We got to go early. And they're like, our flight's at 12:50.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And we pulled it up and we have different flights. I'm not on their
me
flight.
And Mariah, me and Mariah looked at each other. We're like, he's fucked.
See you when you get there.
Wait, you mean PM or AM?
AM.
So you would have just gotten there before them by a few hours?
Right. But that's no fun.
Yeah.
But
this is our first vacation.
If I didn't check my itinerary, I would have just he would have missed the car.
Yeah.
He would have just went with us.
But we're getting there, hopefully.
But you're able to switch it, right?
I did end up getting it
switched.
Thank
goodness.
Oh, God.
Because that would have been awkward. Me and Mariah, what the hell are we going to do?
How many hours is it? We go to Canada first.
I think it's three hours to Canada and then 9 to Paris.
We fly into Calgary. So anybody from Calgary, we'll see you there for like a few hours and then we're out of there. Yeah. And then we're going to Paris. You know,
that's going to be fun. I'm really excited. Paris in August, but
all right,
you guys got to let me know. You got to let me know where to go. I've never been to Paris.
Oh, really?
We send them to the fucking shitholes. Yeah, go here. You'll have a great trip.
I thought you've definitely been to Paris.
I've been to France twice and never been to Paris.
Was Paris somewhere you really wanted to go to, Mariah?
Yeah. Europe in general is just such a dream. I can't imagine standing there and seeing it.
It doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel like a real place. Like I want to see I like the history of it.
Well, so the thing I want to do audio tours. I want to put on a cassette and walk around for 3 hours and learn about some shit.
Here's the thing. We're a small group and we are there for like a week and a half. So we have so much time.
I
don't think it's going to be like that.
They also said they got a lot done in like one day. Cause it's so, I didn't realize how small it was. They were, we hopped around into so many different cities in just one day that they ran out of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It'll be really fun. We'll be busy.
Yeah. And I'm really excited for Mykonos too. Just like all those, buildings and everyone's on the water like that. It's
every
so
Google picture ever. Oh,
we're really excited.
And we're going to be doing a podcast out there.
Oh yeah. Our first international podcast.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Have fun guys.
That Matt will not be there for, but we'll probably get somebody that's with us.
We'll Skype you.
Have a guest. I don't mind. Y'all have fun. I just hope I hope it all goes smoothly. Cause I can't wait for the stories when it comes back. I will be so surprised if this whole trip was just a breeze.
Yeah, there's no way.
Where's your passport right now, Zane?
It's next to my suitcase.
Where's your suitcase?
Where's my suitcase? No. Everything is actually like going really smoothly.
So far.
Oh, I just want y'all to be safe, okay?
And normally I have meltdowns when I have no clothes to bring, but we did a lot of shopping. Ethan and I did shopping today and we got a lot of clothes.
We did a good job.
I brought a good amount of clothes. And I'm pretty sure overpacked. So I'm going to have like 6 extra things to wear. I'm really
good.
I saw a lady get hit by a car the other day.
What?
With her dog. It was pretty traumatic.
How fast was the car going?
Not that fast.
Okay.
But the entire thing was really interesting to watch, like go down. I've never seen anything like it. So I'm sitting at a red light and I'm on my way home and they're coming from this side. And all of a sudden, I see the lady and the dog just go boom and just like get hit, lifted off the ground and then hit the ground. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Oh my God. And then she like starts stumbling, like trying to get up and she's like, she has two dogs. She's got like a big like Doberman Pinscher looking dog and then like a little rat thing. And then
The dog just got hit by a car. You don't need to call a little rat.
Well, that one was safe. The little guy was okay.
Oh, okay.
The other one got hit. But then the guy gets out of his car and he's laughing.
No way.
And I'm watching and I'm like, oh my God, this is so bizarre. So then she like grabs her dogs and she like starts limping over to the sidewalk. And then all of a sudden he gets a leash from one of them. And then he's walking the little dog and she's walking the big dog and they go sit in the grass. And then he's like sitting there with the dog on the leash. And then he gives the leash back and then starts walking to his car. And I'm looking at him and he's just like this. Like he's got this like smirk, like this weird look on his face. I'm like, what? You just fucking hit a old lady. and a dog.
Maybe they know each other.
Yeah, was this like a...
Yeah, maybe this... Maybe they, I think they know each other.
Inside joke?
That's not a very playful joke. It was like...
I think it's an inside job.
Maybe it was, you're on that show, what would you do?
And you didn't do anything. You did nothing.
Well, he got out to help. If he would have taken off and she was stuck in the road, I would have got out and helped.
I don't know. I think she could have used an extra pair of hands.
What would I have done? I get out, everything okay?
I would have ran for my life. I would have picked her up. I would have saved her.
I would have been like, you better wipe that smirk off your face, sir. Mister. Ma'am, are you all right? I can't believe you. You think this is funny?
You go straight to the dogs.
Yeah, right.
Straight to the dogs.
But she seemed okay, and then the dog was okay. He was just like, I think, just a little bit shaken up. Mm. But it was very... intense for me for a minute.
Well, that's
it's all about me.
Wow. Yeah, are you good? Are you
yeah,
okay?
I'm okay. Okay, I'm okay. Good.
That wasn't the only accident that happened last week.
You pee-pee cockied your pants?
Yeah.
Almost, pretty much. I was on my way to the doctor's office. I was on my way to the doctor's office because my anxiety's been getting really bad lately, right? Uh-huh. Just really bad. And I
So you went I to was the driving. Doctor's office because I was you driving. Thought you had, wait. Why were you going to the doctor's office?
For his anxiety.
For anxiety.
Oh, but I thought your anxiety was getting so bad where you thought you had cancer and then you were going back to the doctor
because the
anxiety had convinced you
of cancer. I know how his mind works. I'm trying to figure out whatever. And so I was having a very stressful day on my way to the doctor's office because I was just scared of what was going to happen because I really want to figure this out. So it like stresses me out every day. So I'm driving and I'm already really stressed out already. And like, I don't know what happens, but I black out and I turn to the next thing and I just hit somebody.
What?
I just crash into them. I did not do
this
on purpose.
That's why I drove you here because
No. My car's not at the shop because of that. My car was actually getting wrapped.
because it's damaged. Because he never wants to be seen again. Like, that's that guy.
No, my car and his car were completely fine. Like, we went to the side. He was really sweet. We were both okay, thank God. And we both had just had scruff. Like, it was easy. Like, nobody had, like, any dents or anything. It was, thank God. And then we pulled out to the side. He gets out, and we exchanged info, and we end up, like, being okay. And but I remember getting back in my car and I continue my drive to the doctor's office and I just start crying.
You start crying?
Because I'm like, bro, this, because I was like having a meltdown before that happened. So I had a meltdown, I hit the guy.
That's like the last thing
and
you
like,
needed.
And like, I think I was just so flustered because I just inconvenienced the shit out of somebody else's day by hitting their fucking truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to the doctor's office like 20 minutes later, and I'm just like, hey, I'm so sorry. I got to a car accident. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? She's like, okay, what are you in for? All right, we'll get you in.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And then I came to the doctor's office, and the doctor comes in, and I'm fine at this point, right? I'm fine. Honestly, like, I was thrilled that everything was okay and everybody was okay. And I'm in the doctor's office, and he comes in, and he's like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. He's like,
are you?
Let's try that again.
Sure. I'm guessing word got like, around the whole office. We need to take care of him now.
Yeah, he had a little bump on the street.
Oh, yeah, it's just bad timing.
Yeah, really bad timing. But we tried to get the footage from, you know how Teslas record?
Yeah.
And
he didn't have apparently, the camera on.
You're supposed to manually turn it on.
There's a setting in it. You have to like enable it and it was off.
And you've never done that.
I thought it was already on. Like I thought it was already recording. Cause most people aren't going to like.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
This accident happened because you're supposed to have your cameras on for something that might happen in the future. What if someone tries to break into your car and your cameras are now on? Everything happens for a reason. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would never put your, you would never
for
know
for a time
that
you really needed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So maybe in the future, you're going to need those cameras on.
You know what? There's, that's why that accident happened.
And that's why he was so nice about it.
And that's why God sent Chris, that was his name, I think. Chris, that's why he sent him early out from his house that day because he needed to get hit.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was fine. And he was cool.
It's the worst when like that moment of just when you're driving
I've never gotten into an running, accident.
You've never like
not a car accident yet?
It hasn't happened to me in years.
Yeah.
But like, just like your whole world stops.
Yeah.
For that moment, you're just like, shit.
I get mostly afraid of who's in that driver's seat. Like
they're gonna have a freak out.
First, I'm like, okay, we're both driving, still good. And in my head, I'm like, is this person gonna freak the fuck out on me?
Especially because nowadays, just try to get, they try to what is it? Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for?
Dramatize.
But what's the word for it though? Yeah, like there's another word.
Over exaggerate.
To like get an accident. More, yeah.
Like they're like, my car
could be totaled and I'd be like, it's totally fine.
Exactly, me too. I would
you
never,
can't even tell.
Like, don't worry about it. Like,
even if it was hurting.
I won't tell a soul.
Because you have to, because you empathize that situation because that could be you. Running into somebody.
Right.
The new Audis, have you seen what they have for red lights?
No.
So basically, the Audi technology is linked to all of the traffic lights. So when you're driving and you come up to a traffic light and it's red, it'll have a countdown for when it's going to turn green. So it'll be like 5, 4.
No way.
It counts down and then it goes green. And it's the coolest thing. I've never seen that before. And they also have a feature where it tells you if you want to hit every single green light and never get caught, what speed to be at. It'll be like to hit all green lights on this route, travel at 35 miles an hour, and you'll be perfect.
That's insane. Wait, how?
But what if there's traffic?
How does Audi have access to that? Like,
I don't know. I don't know, like, what deal
they're
made.
They're in cahoots.
But it's really sick.
That's insane. That's like that movie with Lindsay Lohan when she hits all those green lights, where she's just like...
Like Herbie Fully Loaded?
No. That good luck movie where she has like bad luck or like she has good luck.
Oh, Just My Luck.
Just My Luck. Yeah. All the green lights hit. That just reminded me of that.
I'll show you it real quick, but
I've never just seen so you Just can My see Luck.
It. Predict exactly when the traffic light will turn green. Check it out. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Green, there you go.
Wow.
So
he's talking, goes, boom! Zane. Like, he goes, what's great is all the safety features. It gushed.
I thought you were going to say that it detects the red light and it keeps the car from going. Like, lock it there until it turns green.
Oh, no. It
knows exactly.
I feel like that's a matter of time before that shit happens.
Wait, no, that'd be really bad. You need to move. Like, what if
just
it's
in,
emergency,
just in case.
You have to move.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
Get out of the way. I can't.
It's an Audi.
It's like Wall-E.
Get out of my way, bitch.
Have you guys heard about this app called Be Real?
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone's been like, are you on it?
No, Todd's on it every day, though. He actually hits every post.
Explain
to listeners what Be Real is.
And to me.
Okay, so it's this app that everybody joins, and there's no numbers of followers. There's no numbers of likes, comments, but you can comment.
It'll get there.
But
and then you'll start shopping on it.
Yeah.
But at one time... of the day, every day, you never know when it's going to
be. Love this.
You get a notification and you have to post your Be Real. And the first thing it does is take a picture of what you're looking at, and then it takes a picture of you on the selfie cam. Does that make sense?
No.
So everyone just shared. I can't because
it's only when it tells you.
So at the same time around the whole world, right? Everybody in the world, it's time to post. Everybody post right now. So you have to take a selfie and then a picture on the other side, like the other camera.
My first one was when Patricia and I were walking. Then the next day we were in Central Park.
What time?
We never know.
Did you do one today already?
When I was on the airplane.
Oh, man.
So top member.
Once a day?
Yeah, once a day. It's like is it a set time every day or is it random?
It's random.
Random.
But it's very Black Mirror. Like just something about it feels very Black Mirror to me. Like you don't know when it's going to be. And then as soon as they send out the notification, you got to do it because in order to see everybody else's, you have to post your Be Real in that specific moment.
Oh. Yeah.
I think
you can't see what other people posted until you post yours.
Yeah.
Like if they're gonna be real, you gotta be real.
Exactly. Yeah. Whoa. Be real.
And like it's supposed to capture you in the moment wherever you are, what you're doing. So it's like you're realist.
I think it's cool that in that moment when you do it, you scroll through and everybody
is on it.
Is like it is exactly there what you're seeing when you scroll through.
And I love
there's
like,
no editing or anything.
No. So like you can react to like
I thought you would like that.
You can react to someone's post.
I can't tell.
I'm trying to explain something.
Are you okay?
You can react to somebody's post. I love this. So, wait,
oh no!
Shit.
See, now you're
no. Look at this. Look at this. And then we can just go like, and then you send that.
I don't know what you. That was the
like. I just sent an emoji to like comment.
I don't do emojis.
God damn it! I'm just trying to explain it.
I know. I'm really lame.
How do you not get it?
No, I do get it, but you should have seen what he just did on his phone.
Oh,
he was nervous. Like he was like shaking and the whole thing like just went like this. I don't know what he did. It wasn't like he just clicked an emoji. He was sliding and zooming.
Got it.
I think it's a good idea, but something that doesn't seem like it would last.
Something's
it's like yeah, a fad. It's a fad, yeah.
But I think right now in looking at the social
Wait, why bro, are what's you high?
Are you good, dude?
I'm just making myself laugh today. Look at it.
You're He's got the munchies. High. He's oh got my. The munchies.
I am not high.
Matt.
You looking never, at that, we're not, ever, ever snack me, on the pod.
We're not Matt, doing look, the high episode.
And you never eye. Drink soda.
Are you on
I'm
marijuana?
I'm not high.
You are
what
high.
What is so funny?
I'm not.
Because we're doing the high episode after this, and I think he thought that we're doing the high episode now, so he decided to smoke.
Why would I get high before doing a high episode?
Because you forgot that we're doing a regular episode.
Because you're an overachiever.
Don't look at me. I'm with them.
Looking at the social media landscape. That's what I was laughing about was me just saying the phrase. Looking at our current social media landscape, I just do think it's cool.
Wait, what?
This kid's stoned out of his mind.
Yeah, he's fucking...
I'm not.
Dude, and you know that's edibles too. He fucking...
Yeah.
What was edibles?
They're exactly. They're kicking in.
I do feel a little high.
What's in them pepper and cheese? Are you just having flashbacks to Chuck E. Cheese's and it's getting you giddy?
What'd you, maybe. You went to New York, right?
I had the fruit leather.
Wait, no, you didn't.
Oh, I love those.
Is there weed in the fruit leather?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not.
I just said I love those. Whoops.
I'm just in a good mood. So, y'all know in the Parent Trap?
Nah.
So I do get it. I get how it would be cool, but it's just, not that it's not for me. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like I'm set with TikTok, Instagram. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't do Twitter anymore. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Snapchat. Yeah. Like it's too much.
Too many platforms.
I think it's a cool app. I would never waste my time to do it.
Correct.
I'm really happy.
See, why
that
is it okay for you to say that? But
you just got
to
say it like
no, because if I said that's going to waste my time, you guys would be like, you're close-minded. No,
but you have to say something positive right after. So you say, oh, I would never use that app.
Oh, this app sucks. I totally get what you're
doing. But I'm really glad
all
that,
you 30-year-old men.
I think it's... I'm glad that people around the world internationally are enjoying this app. And they're all connecting in a way.
My favorite part is the unity. I love
you see guys.
I love when things bring people together. I really do. Like when everyone's on the same page about something, and it's the coolest feeling.
There you
I
go.
Love
you
it.
Saved yourself. Yeah. There you go.
No, I'm serious.
No, that's good. No,
she's been PR training.
Oh my god, I'm having a panic.
Mariah attack. Getting a whole PR team. That's funny. That's
about a fucking app. it's the most least controversial thing.
B-Real's gonna be like, we gotta get Mariah on that app.
Oh my gosh.
She's our biggest challenge.
Mariah, on your phone, do any of your like apps you like updated the icon for?
Excuse me?
Like on your phone. Like certain updated apps. Like you know, like you can make them like a widget and like change.
No, I've never changed it.
Oh, okay.
But I have like widgets.
Okay.
Do you mean like
you like some people who like are just so big into their aesthetic and they'll make all the icons on their phone like all
black?
Kind of,
no,
like,
because
matchy.
Then I can't see what everything is.
Like, can I see what you're talking about?
Mine looks like this.
Oh, okay. Like you know, mine, what I'm talking about like all of their apps will be like under the same type of design.
Like, oh yeah,
it's almost like jailbreaking it. Like
it'll be all,
them,
all one color. Yeah. You can have like all your apps be black. Or,
oh, you can. Yeah. Oh, you see, I keep it old school, baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm on Adderall, I'm like, let's make that happen today, and then I'm like, I can't do it, and I give up. But
you know what I do have? I have a folder that says it's called "Shit I Don't Use." That's the only folder I have where I put everything.
My folder is called ugly.
For the ones who doesn't like.
You put all your selfies in.
It's the apps that you can't delete that come with the phone, right?
Good thing. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I missed it. I wish I...
What were you saying?
Literally, I'm not important. Please. Like, I know.
You are important.
Let's direct the entire episode.
Right. Did you see our last episode without you? It tanked. People hated it because you weren't here. Because you weren't here. You are so important. You can't do this without you.
Unfiltered queen.
I'm going to leave.
Please don't ever fucking leave.
You know, I was at this club last night. You know who I saw there?
Who?
I forgot their names.
Oh,
all right.
But no,
thank you guys for watching another episode.
Stranger Things.
Oh, which one?
The Will's brother.
Are they old enough to be in a club?
Will's brother.
Yeah, like the one, who, like Natalie something, and the ones who are dating in real life.
Oh, but their brother and sister on the show?
No, they're not. No, one is...
It's 11, not
is
one.
Is Finn Wolfhard's sister. God damn it. You know who I'm talking about. The one who was dating Joe Carey.
Who's Joe Carey?
So
you know who I'm fucking talking about. The Stranger Things people.
It's the group of kids and then the two older dudes on the show. The weird looking
Natalie
one.
Natalie Dyer and Charlie Heaton.
Charlie Heaton is the one with the
This couple.
Oh, him. Yes, yes.
So I'm at this like cool little dance spot in New York City. We got a booth and we're just like jamming out. And like I'm going back and forth and having drinks. Usually I got my eyes peeled. I can spot famous people.
Yeah.
I already like saw this couple and was like, oh, they're just like a normal couple. But I didn't look at them like deep in the eyes. And I'm getting my beer and I go, excuse me. And he's like, all right, no problem, man. And I was like, oh, shit. It was them. They chilled. They were pretty nice to us. They danced with us like all night.
Awesome. During a pandemic. All this.
Y'all are going to Europe tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
Was that kind of cool?
Disgusting.
It was stupid.
No, it was fun.
I thought it was stupid.
No, I think. It's cool because Stranger Things is trending right now. It's like very trendy. Everybody's talking about Stranger Things.
Right. You don't have to. I know. I'm literally kidding.
Okay, so Stranger Things is a show on Netflix.
I'm going to have a.
I feel this is my brain 24/7 though. Like what this sounds like is how I think.
I need to take a bathroom break.
Can we get a little goofy?
I think I'm tired. I think that's why.
You know what? I am tired.
I'm overly exhausted.
Zane, I go. I only had 4 hours of sleep. I'm exhausted.
I only had 2 hours of sleep.
What is this? A fucking mukbang?
Yeah. Why is you know people this can hear the fucking chips.
He's being so weird.
He said that he had like Let's a lot of sleep. It's almost like 10 in the morning for him right now. So he's like really energetic. He's really energetic.
Let's start over.
He's not on any
drugs. I slept
drugs.
On the plane and then I came home and I slept more.
You're munching. You have a Coke Zero.
Don't touch my Coke Zero.
Would you ever join the Top Gun Academy, Heath?
I'd like to go to flight school, but I wouldn't do like Top Gun Academy.
Yeah.
I don't need to be that intense with it. I'd like to tool around in the air. You know, like a little Cessna.
Yes.
But fighter jet.
No.
Not really my speed.
I just want to experience some
they
G-force. I want to like go in one of those things that like to see how many units I can.
I don't need
it's
to do
so
that.
Crazy watching people. They get they look so old. They transform in front of like the camera and then they just pass out.
That's insane.
It's pretty cool.
Did you watch Top Gun?
No, I haven't seen the new one yet.
What?
It's so good.
Did you see the first one yet?
Oh, no, I didn't see the first one. I still really enjoyed the second one.
Okay.
It was really good.
The second one is much better than the first
really?
One. Really? Yeah, no yes. Hey, let's talk about when you guys are in Europe.
We're not there.
Well, we're not there yet. I mean, anything could happen.
So what's Europe like?
We have a couple things planned for Europe, but like nothing to talk about. Like I think we have to get there first and then we can really indulge in the whole experience.
I'm just excited to take cool pictures there. I'm going to be honest.
That's the same. Yeah.
I really want to take pictures in the Amalfi Coast. Just like,
oh, I just want to be there.
Oh yeah.
I just want
to soak it all in.
I'll kiss the ground. Soak I don't it. Care.
Soak it in.
You're going to learn a little French or a little Italian.
Oui.
Zane, you might meet a nice little French girl.
Matt, I was literally thinking about that last week. I was like, what if I meet my wife out there?
Zane's going to go to the Trevi Fountain.
Your luck.
Like, just like Lizzie McGuire, you're going to toss the coin back and then your whole fucking...
Sing to me, Paolo.
Is it like, do you think everybody's going to be out there or is it still like a normal city and like people are in and out?
Everybody's
going to
be out there.
Everybody and their mothers is going to Europe
everyone's
the
studying
same week we are.
A lot of people are traveling.
And everyone's studying abroad. Dude, you will get recognized like crazy in Italy at least. Well, when I went there.
Oh, okay. Well, that
people go.
Zane's like, yes.
Well, I thought that's what you mean by like young people and going out and like having a good time.
Matt.
Who are you talking about people being out there?
That's not what I meant.
Like, is it like Times Square?
Do you think it's going to be pop? Yeah, you'll get recognized for sure.
That's how I kind of saw that. That was like you were implying. You were like.
I know, but like. We don't need to say that.
Like, and y'all aren't Italy fine, Zane.
Publicly, we don't need to say that. We can say that behind the cameras. It's like something we say behind the cameras, not
Jared, public. Jared, good.
Because it's not like relatable. It's not relatable to the people like listening. People would be like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's a weird thing. Okay. It's like a weird thing.
I think it will be a very sociable scene.
What? I want to kick my feet up.
Kick it up.
Just relax.
It's a chill podcast, this episode.
Yeah, Matt's eating everything.
Okay, guys, by the way, we do unwind episodes on our Patreon where we post like the 15 minutes after our episodes.
Yeah.
This is what an unwind video.
We are in it.
We're in it right now. So we hope you're enjoying it because I am. I'm having a lot of fun. Honestly, this is the first time where I feel the cameras aren't on.
Yeah, that's
true.
I'm
not going to lie.
It feels like us just
having anxiety.
I felt that way until you said that.
Oh, sorry.
There's cameras in here?
Oh, fuck. Now it's recording. Fuck.
Are you a binocular guy?
That's so weird you brought that up. Well, when I like go to like beach houses or like lake houses, any place with just a good view, first thing I always ask, can I ask you why?
I think binoculars are the weirdest.
Why are you calling them binoculars?
Binoculars. It's spelled like binoculars, well, but binoculars.
I've never heard anybody pronounce it like that.
Yeah, binoculars. That is weird. Binoculars.
Wait, binoculars.
You guys say binoculars?
It is binoculars.
Yeah. Binoculars sounds crazy to me.
No, it's binoculars.
Binoculars sounds painful.
Yeah, you got a pair of binoculars?
You sound like a professor being like, if we look at this pair of binoculars here, like it's just binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars.
Yeah, like bicycle.
You're not saying
bicycles with a Y.
Bifocals.
Yours sounds like it has a speed bump in it.
Binocular. Okay, I just think they're the weirdest things. I think people who use binoculars are like weird. Like I think it's creepy.
Dad, cover your ears.
I completely disagree. I like spying on people.
Exactly.
If there are boats going by, I like to see what that group looks like on the boat and what type of dynamic and energy they have.
Yeah, I think it's cool that like it just enhances what you can already see. Like you, like my eyes can see even further.
I don't know. I never can really see through binoculars. Like I can really not see what the hell is happening. Like
one of your eyelids like will go down and you're just like, I can't.
It like really doesn't work for me.
You're stuck opening it, flexing them. But okay, so why binoculars over like a camera?
Because you can really see the people and what they look like on a binocular versus just like this mashed up resolution of
and
a zoomed
your,
in
and
picture.
It's your own eyes,
like for instance, we were at Cody Coe's beach house and we got there and we didn't know where like the group was because we didn't have a cell phone signal. And so I looked down the beach because I can't tell who these people are. And I just pick up the binoculars and I was able to go, oh, they're down there on that side of the beach.
Yeah.
If I couldn't zoom in on my phone. Oh, are you high? Is Mariah high?
But that's
a, it's not a damn telescope, Mariah. Hold on, brother.
With a petri dish.
this.
Yes.
A microscope.
Hey, Mariah, go. Yes. You're gonna want to come see this.
Mariah.
Like the water drop.
Pick up the phone. Yeah, at the lab.
Get me.
Matt, no, Matt. I got it.
She goes.
And then the last scene, transmuted over to the White House. I need to speak to the president.
Put me onto the CDC now. Oh my God.
Yeah, I like it.
Straight out of a pandemic movie.
But yeah, I think binoculars are really weird.
Binoculars.
I think I'm secondhand high for Matt.
It's not a random time that we're filming tonight, right?
I think we're overly stressed and anxious, and I think that's...
Yes. I'm really stressed and anxious.
Yeah.
I think I'm just winding down from...
Were you partying every day in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Dude, you went to New York. The best that their bars are open till 4 a.m.
That's crazy to me.
It is a huge difference.
And just the subsystem, how it's like everything's a possibility in a way. Yeah. Like where you're going to go for the night. Like it's always just this big operation from in being in LA. Like, are we going to the West Side? Or like, gosh, it's like going to cost you $60-$70 just to go there.
You're saying New York is just easy. You could get like just anywhere quick.
Most of the time. Yeah. It's pretty great. And there's just so many little nooks and crannies and other places to go that like the bar scene is just endless of all these different spots you can go versus out here. I feel like we're just creatures of habit.
It is. Go to the same things. Shit. Do you like that it's like open till 4 out there?
I do when I'm fucked up at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah, I guess. But there's like pros and cons for it being closed at 2 a.m. here. It's like almost like it's more responsible that we have to like get home at like 1:32
because imagine what the city would be like if it was until 4
here.
Yeah
I mean
I feel like it'd be
wild.
Yeah, it would be a
because people would be really I mean it, like now if it got switched that'd be
yeah
bad. But didn't it used to be like that and then they had
I think
to,
a long time ago it was
it was I wonder later. Why they had to cut it back probably
the only thing I don't like if you want to close bars and like businesses can't stay open past 2 at least be able to buy alcohol at a grocery store or a liquor store.
Yeah
that is kind of frustrating.
I don't know, you can't keep the party going, you know. Worst is when you're at a bar and it's already 2 a.m and then they're like let's go to the after party and then you can't go and buy beer or alcohol, so it's just like it's just dry.
But I feel like most after parties already have that alcohol there. No,
yeah, or you just want to like go back to your house and kick it or something. You know,
there's just been circumstances. I think we're pretty lucky to where we have like a good amount at our house, but like I just remember times being stressed about that.
Yeah, and I feel like it'd be fun too to like have to stop at a gas station before going back to the after party.
Is it because of the stock market? Because the market opens at 4 out here, and if it was open till 4, just people wouldn't be able to get home to go day trade.
That's a very select few to make the entire population.
Yeah. I thought it has something to do with the market, why the West Coast isn't open till 4.
Oh, no.
I think it's just a safety thing because nothing good is happening after 2:00 in the morning.
That's true.
But it's also nice because if you are able to go out until 4, like in Florida, we would go out at midnight.
Yeah. Midnight 1. I remember 1 a.m. would be the time
you'd leave the house to go to the
bars. Can have a late dinner.
It's so bad because if they're open till 4, you're staying till 4.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing that
also,
it's
2. New York, when I was there, it may have just been me and what I saw. I felt it was the cleanest and safest I had ever been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually it's really dirty out there.
It was. I mean, besides Times Square, it was pretty like, ugh, get me out of here. It was so nice. And like the police were just on like subs all the time. I felt like, I don't know.
Really safe?
I was never like scared. Ever.
Well, I think something really bad just happened on it in a subway. Like,
you're right. Yeah. That did happen.
That lady.
I don't know. I felt pretty safe.
I gotta just go gotta out say. To New York soon. Hidayah's out there. She's been out there for a year.
Oh my God.
Visited her. It's really bad.
I did not hit up Hidayah. Well, then again, you know what? I was only there for a couple hours. I'm sorry I didn't hit up Hidayah.
Oh yeah, you should have hit her up. She would have went out with you guys.
Got people I gotta see.
Just don't have time for that.
Hidayah wasn't your priority.
I'm just not going to Brooklyn to see Hidayah.
Well, she come to you. Oh, did you guys see Kid Laroi brought out the Wiggles at his concert? Like legit, like actual Wiggles.
Really?
And they played a song.
They still got a lot of energy. Those Wiggles.
Yeah, I thought like half of them were dead. They're all still alive and well.
No, they're not. They're not that. They're old.
I was about to say they're not that dead.
Kid Laroi.
What is he saying?
I'll be fucked up if you let me right here.
I know the same thing. I told you that I never would. I love that song.
It's really good.
I feel like I feel like he's a plant. He just out of nowhere.
He popped off
out of nowhere. Yeah.
But that's really cool. Like he brought them out. I bet he was probably a big fan of the Wiggles when he was a little boy. And he's Australian and they are Australian. Oh, so it's kind of a perfect match that they would do that.
They're Australian.
They sing fruit salad.
Yummy,
who do
yummy.
You think sang fruit salad?
I don't 3 know.
3-6 Mafia.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
I just didn't know that was the Wiggles. Like, genuinely did not
fruit
know
fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
I thought it was like a TikTok Wiggles. Sound.
I don't know a lot of the Wiggles. Wiggles got big when I was like.
I think I was a little too old for
them. I think so too. I don't know any of their songs.
That looks ridiculous.
That's pretty cool that he did like that. I bet it a he little. Hit that target audience though. Everybody watching his performance probably watched the Wiggles. Yeah. That's great.
Wow.
Oh my, bring out Teletubbies. I'd go to that shit.
So when I saw the caption in my head, the first thing that came up was Teletubbies. So I thought it was Teletubbies. Oh, and then funny. I saw humans. I was like,
they're like the same color.
Yeah. What's did you see that thing it recently came out about the Teletubby son? Where the baby that was the baby.
Yes.
Now has a baby.
One of the Teletubbies had a kid, and the kid.
No, the son
that was a baby.
You know, it's a baby's face in the sun.
Something about like has a baby now.
The baby in the sun. She's all grown up, and I guess she has a kid.
Yeah, I guess it's just the lady has a
Tinky Winky.
Oh, look, her daughter looks just like her. The sun. It's very confusing that we're saying son, but her.
Yeah, why is the...
She's it's me, Jess Smith, I'm the girl. You may know my face from Teletubbies.
That's pretty wild. It's a pretty cool thing to have. It's like, oh yeah, you know the member of the baby's face on the sun? That was me.
That's probably the only thing. Teletubbies.
I think
Tinky Winky Dipsy.
I think
Dipsy.
Being a meme is so cool.
Llama.
Like those like really viral memes. Like remember when we met that kid, the Bad Luck Brian?
Yeah.
That was so cool. Like being able to meet that guy at VidCon.
I freaked out when I met the Chocolate Rain guy.
Chocolate Rain.
I think that's so cool to have that. Like attached to you.
I don't think I've met a meme.
I was a meme once.
Were you?
You got memed?
Yeah. Remember me in the bee costume running away from Bellingham? That became a very big meme. And like In South America.
South America? So is it in a different language?
It's in a different language.
There's all these different... Yeah.
Millions. The murder hornet or some shit, right?
That was another one, yeah. But it was like from that picture. That's so they would take so that funny. Picture. There was like... It was like the... like. There was like a queen bee, like a lady in a bee outfit, like she looked like holy, and then it went to me running away in a costume.
I love that.
One of my fine moments. I was fucking heavy that time too, so I was a big, big bumblebee.
Just a nice ripe bee.
Just a nice ripe. You said ripe bee.
Yeah.
I had a lot of honey in my ass.
What?
I said
I got a lot of honey in my ass.
Whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
That, what a video. Was it a serious video? Like, was she actually...
I shoved a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Like, do you think she actually did that?
Do you think that one girl really had barbecue sauce on her titties?
Yes.
She's like, there I am, barbecue sauce on my titties.
Yeah, I genuinely believe that was like a real story.
I loved the video of that one woman where she's like getting interviewed by the news and she's like, I know the vacuum cleaner man. He's seen my tits.
He's seen my tits. Just like the detail.
Like I'm just saying that because I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you.
What do you call someone like that? Just
no filter or like?
Well, that's not no filter. That's more like
oversharing.
Oversharing. I guess we met a girl like the other night at the bar.
Would you meet a crazy girl?
She
stuck
nuts.
Her tongue down Zane's ear.
not in a good way.
Did you like it?
No, I did not like it at all.
How did it get to that point?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Zane. Nice to meet you.
What?
That quick.
Like, stuck it. Did she hold your face and then insert the tongue?
She was very drunk and she wouldn't like stop touching me. And she wouldn't stop touching me. And I was not interested in her. And I didn't know her either. So it was just, double. And she wouldn't stop. And she was just like, you're cute. And then she sticks her entire tongue in my ear. By the way, I think she's gross already, right? And she sticks her whole tongue in my ear. And I fucking just scream. And I yell. I've never yelled at anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just like, can you fucking stop?
Yeah.
And then she goes, you're cute.
You're like, cute when you're angry.
Oh, a similar thing like that happened to me in New York.
It's good. Matt, I love that you're able to do it and that makes me laugh.
I'm going to need another diet, Dr.
And
Pepper.
So I'm there. I'm out on the dance floor. This girl grabs my hand and I'm like, hello. And then she goes and then she brings me into her. And then I'm trying to walk away from her and she won't let go of my hand. And I go, I have a girlfriend. And then she throws my hand back at me and then pushes me.
What?
And then one of the girls, Hillary, that we were with, saw the whole thing happen, was like, absolutely not. And was just like,
What was wrong with her?
She was just pissed that I wasn't interested in her.
Oh my God.
She was just trying to hold my hand. And I'm like, get away from me. I have a girlfriend. And then she just snapped at me.
Oh my God.
How did that happen? Matt. That's what happened.
Did she look older? Like, what was wrong with her?
She smelled bad. She did. She stank. But I was just like, get off of me.
Well, good thing you're being loyal to your girlfriend.
Absolutely. Well, yes, I will hold your hand and go on a walk.
I'm sweating, but then my entire seat's drenched.
It's leather.
Oh, is that what leather does?
Yeah.
Is that why I'm sweating so much all the time? We always have leather seats. Our last seats were leather too, right?
I like leather, but it also keeps you cool. Like sometimes leather is like cold.
I hate leather couches though. Sitting on a leather couch on a hot summer day. Yeah. And it's just like, just like, your leg is like on it. You're like, give me off this.
And fall, like sleeping on it because I love to sleep on couches.
Oh yeah. If your cheek is on like a leather couch, it's just like, ugh.
Do you call them couches or sofas?
Both.
Couch.
I feel like rich people call them sofas. There's a difference between a couch and a sofa.
Yeah, genuinely, what's the difference between a sofa and a couch?
I don't know.
There has to be a difference because they're both like very, unless a sofa is like
sofa, in my head, I think of like the Simpsons, like sit on a sofa.
To me, a sofa sounds really elegant, like a beautiful sofa.
Well, sofa to me, I feel like it's another language.
I don't know. Sofas to me seem like,
you know what I mean? You know how like, what's a word that everybody uses in the American language that's like not English, but it's something else, but people just all now use the word.
Vase.
Yeah, sofas are more formal and have prominent backs and armrests. Sofas are for sitting. On the other hand, couches are less formal and are more used for lying. All right,
so the Simpsons have a couch.
So my cloud is.
I think that's a
cloud
sofa.
Couch. No, that's a cloud couch.
Oh,
because it's made for like laying lounging. On. Yeah, right. Sofa's like more for the
decorative,
like the living room kind of a situation.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Your leather couch or sofa in the living room. What is that?
I would say couch. But like then you have like a nice tufted sofa.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like that's a sofa. Oh my God.
That was literally our couch in the first season.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a funny image. Sofa, couch versus.
it really is like the Simpsons couch. It's like that shape. Cool. That was groundbreaking.
I love.
Now you guys know the difference between a couch and a sofa.
You're welcome.
I had like living room and the den wrong in my head for the longest time of my life.
In my head, the den was it has to be a fluffy carpet.
What?
It has to be like a really fluffy
shag rug.
Like a shag rug. Yeah, that's in my head was the den.
Okay.
Like when somebody has a den.
Do you know
house.
What the difference between a den and a living room is?
A den is like bonus space outside of the living room.
Like a bonus.
Where it's, you wouldn't be like there all day. It's like an area to go to like for fun, I guess.
It's,
right?
It's smaller. And
which room has the TV, the den or the living room?
The den is supposed to.
My den had the TV. The living room didn't have a TV.
Correct. So that's it. But, I thought that the living room was the area with the TV that you spent most of your living in. Like the living in your house, and the den is the like the formal room where you just go sit and have tea and conversation, like the front room of your house that nobody goes into.
I had that
in my head the entire time, and I never realized that the den is where, like, you go and watch TV
at my Porter Ranch house. Like you walk in and the living room was like the nice kind of like loungy hangout area, and then the den was the one that I had. The comfy couch and the TV on the wall.
Yes, that's the den.
Yeah. Right.
I know. I had it switched.
So now when you see a house and you see a living room and a family room.
Now what's a family room?
What's a family room?
There's a formal living room and a living room.
And the formal living room
formal
is
living
family.
Room is don't sit in there unless it's holidays or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like kids aren't allowed in there. And then the living room is destroy it. Go ahead.
You would know. You're Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have one. We just go to a lot of open houses.
We see a lot of houses, a lot of family reunions.
Big fan of HGTV.
What was something you'd always watch on your TV as a kid when like Christmas time hit?
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yes.
Like not even movies. I mean like more like.
Like Hallmark?
Yeah. Like what channels like are you watching?
Oh, something tacky kind of.
Yeah.
Like ABC Family.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that'd just be endless Christmas movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Fox Family.
I feel like I would watch all the time.
The 24 Days of Christmas on Fox Family.
Oh, yeah.
We'd play nonstop
yeah.
Christmas shit every day for 20. And they would do the 31 Days of Halloween, yes. too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 My grandparents would have, they love Hallmark. So we'd have that on. And we'd also have ABC Family. And then they have the parade on. Oh, man. Times were good.
Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade?
Or something. Yeah. One of those parades.
Speaking of parades and balloons and stuff, my head is going. Did you know, in Paris, doing balloons is a thing?
Like putting nitrous, balloons? Like doing whippets, but
I don't know. We were talking to somebody last night, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you go to these bars or this like place, and like everybody just does balloons." I was like, "Does balloons?
99 red balloons?"
And I was like, "I don't get it." And he was like, "Yeah, everybody just like."
Helium?
Oh, so they're doing whippets.
Yeah, it's like whippets pretty much.
They put nitrous. There's a huge tank of nitrous, and they're basically filling up the balloons, and they'll sell you like a balloon for like $5 a pop, and then you just have this whole balloon you carry around and hit whippets.
Do you know what whippets are?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's you're able to just like sell it through balloons.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
A lot of people out here do it.
Uh-huh.
Whippets.
We do not do whippets.
I should try something like that while I'm out there.
You would love whippets.
Oh, you, no. One little whippet, you'd get
like,
a kick.
I should do like a cigarette or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cigarette I won't, but with I really espresso. Should.
I think it'd work on you.
Guys, sure. Comment if you think Mariah should smoke a cigarette.
What do you want Mariah to do next episode? Whippets or cigarettes?
Yeah, I
want to
do something.
She just hits something rock bottom. Like, really.
Hey, life's short.
She comes back a different person. Just like... She's like, can we take a break? I need to do a cigarette.
But she has...
Oh, sorry. In Italy, we call it this.
What do they call it?
I say like cups or something. Like,
oh, she does the long ones that like the plastic holder.
And
the
like Cruella DeVille.
I don't get it.
Like Cruella DeVille, she'll have like the long like the cigarette holder.
Were those because they didn't want it to get on
finger
their...
to smell?
Your fingers to smell. It made a little bit of distance. You still smell.
No shit. Really? That's what it was? I thought it was just fancy shit. I didn't think it actually meant something. That's really smart.
Keep it further away from you so the smoke's not like
I'm surprised that they don't, a lot of people don't use that.
I think you just look ridiculous if you do.
I know,
because
but
because you're already smoking. You're already smoking a cigarette. Like back then it
I know, but your fingers really stank though when you smoke a cigarette. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I wish it was normal to still smoke cigarettes indoors. Like that is not a thing. Like people were smoking in the living room watching TV or the den watching TV. Just sitting on the couch, just like it blows my mind. I cannot believe it.
But like, no, I mean, I'm glad it's not like that anymore. It'd be stank as shit, like everywhere. Imagine,
but then sometimes I love
the walls get that film on it.
But do you ever like walk in somewhere and it kind of smells like cigarettes? You're like.
Kind of cozy.
Like, or like a casino when you walk in. There's a little lavender and like
the
cigarettes in the air.
Woo. And then it smells like, I don't know.
It's a bit of an edge.
Like when you get in your uncle's car and you smell little cigarettes in the car. That's
cigar.
That's
like I like the smell of cigar because it smells like my uncle's.
Yeah. Little, you know, snalgia.
Excuse
me. Sorry. I just missed a couple of letters. He's real or fake?
Click all the bridges.
Oh, we were just looking.
Click all the crosswalks.
No, we were having fun with this AI generator.
This
Have you been on it?
No. No, I think you can't play it yet.
No, you can type in whatever you want and AI generates. So we were doing random shit earlier.
But look up pancake hot tub.
Hold on, explain what we're doing.
Can we explain what we're
doing? So basically, it's an AI generator. And basically, you can type in a word or a phrase or something, and it has its own technology to basically create an image based off of what you tell it. And it pulls from images all over and jumbles stuff up to make
insane,
what you're looking for.
Which, this terrifies me so much because for graphic designers, illustrators, all of these people whose jobs are to create these images.
Yeah.
Are now those jobs and that skill will become obsolete because you can just type it in and the image will make it.
So this image actually exists?
No. It's made. So if you type in horses skateboarding, it's pulling images from all over the web and making horses skate.
In the like right there, like when you click, yes. So you click enter, and then it just it's
so weird.
Look, how's it doing?
Go to the other ones we did.
Can we type? It's just pancake hot tub. I want to see a pancake in a hot tub. Oh, it takes
go
a while.
Do it, and then we'll look at the other ones.
How long does it take? Like 30 minutes?
No.
There's somebody back there just
fuck.
Oh fuck.
Is that how you spell hot tub? Okay, fuck it.
No.
Oh, great. It auto-corrected.
Now people are saying they're making pancakes hotter.
I want to see either a hot tub in the shape of a pancake. Oh, fuck it all. All right.
We're gonna do it. But we'll look at the other ones that we made. So we searched Porsche and barbecue.
And sure enough, all of these images of Porsches with barbecue grills show up.
Yeah. Go.
What in the world?
It's making these images. Like, that's crazy.
Is somebody, like, doing this? Like, no. A human doing it? So it's just...
It's artificial intelligence.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I think I know how they're doing it. Like, okay, so images can, I think, now be scanned, and they can sense the... Where the subject of the photo is and what type of plane and surface it's on.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Like, you can see that this, you're looking at it from this vantage point, and then they can understand it and impose that on a photograph of a Porsche at that exact same angle and put the grill right on top of it.
So it's
and
just
then
all about blending images.
It basically has to go through and like match up all these things and figures out what two images interlay on top of each other at the right angles. And
got
then
it.
Make it happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess that's fun.
It's just bananas that we...
And then we did like gorillas golfing. It's crazy what
it's crazy what we're doing. Like, did you see like the new iPhone update? You can, you press on an image or you have a picture on your phone and you press the image and it literally crops the subject.
Yeah.
That is insane to me. That's crazy that you just press a button.
Cause that shit used to take forever back in the day.
Forever to cut that crop out. Like even on a computer, you'd be on it. $10,000 computer, and it'll take you at least a minute to do that.
Yeah, it is pretty wild.
With a touch of a finger. I just don't understand how it's doing it. Like on a random picture, I take a picture of you, and then it does it. How does that happen?
What do you use that for?
Nothing crazy, but I think they just have it because it's easier to trans. Like, I take a picture of you, and I don't want anything in the background, so I just it literally crops you immediately as soon as I press it, and then I could put it into a text message bubble, and then it sends like a emoji.
Jordan, can you search haunted hibachi? I just want to see how a hibachi is made haunted.
Oh, we know exactly what
we're going to see. It's either going to be like a pumpkin. Is there going to be like a ghost coming out of the steam? I just want to look at a haunted hibachi.
That's funny.
Too much traffic. Oh, it's too busy right now because everyone's probably fucking on this website.
Well, yeah, because we just promoted it and everybody's...
And we're live.
We're live.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, wait. That's just pancakes.
Dude, because you put pancake hotter the first time, remember? Oh. So
I think it got fucked
just
up.
Just sexy pancakes.
Sexy pancakes.
You know the M&M emoji where it's just like the big lips. I feel like it's just gonna sexy, do that on a pancake.
Sexy pancake. That's a good like password. Like
that is.
That's the one that Ryan, your Wi-Fi comes with. Like
oh my god.
Pancake hot tub.
Ew, what is the bottom right?
What the hell?
That is so weird.
I don't like that.
Gorilla's golfing. Get the fuck out. Get out of the town.
It's so funny.
I'm trying to think about a gorilla that focused.
Look at that.
It's so funny.
Oh, haunted hibachi, come on.
This will come soon. Oh, my God.
Sexy pancake. Yeah, that does sound like a password. You know, there's like passwords like, oh, brave snake.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's like the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah.
Is it a cape?
Sexy pancake. Are you? Can you imagine your guy installs at your Wi-Fi and go, yeah. So what's the password? You got sexy pancake.
69.
Yeah, like
put hearty spider.
Hearty spider.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, like I'm having trapped gas and like I'm having appendicitis right now. Oh, now we're good. Do you ever have that? Like,
Did you just let it out? You just fart?
No, I think I trapped gas, meaning like, have you ever like had like a sharp pain in your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is it.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's listening has ever gotten appendicitis.
My dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My mom.
My dad is like really. Wait, oh my God, hold on,
I thought
real
it was
quick.
Really rare.
We got haunted hibachi.
Where are the ghosts?
It's kind of terrifying.
Where are the ghosts?
It's just
generating something.
It's just haunted, not ghosts.
It does. It gives like a scary vibe, though.
You need Halloween halibachi.
Halloween halibachi.
It's like in the movie It, where they go to the Chinese restaurant, the shit starts happening.
Man, I genuinely thought that we were gonna see a ghost coming out of a hibachi smoke.
I wanted that.
Instead of like the onion volcano, it's like a mummy.
I would love to like commission like a children's book, like an old school like chapter book of like the Bailey School kids being like the case of the haunted hibachi. Oh, and the kids are like,
or the next Junie B. Jones.
Jordan, that? I got one. Mummy latte.
Mummy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I wish it was quicker.
It takes what?
Oh,
like
okay. While this is loading, my dad is he's really really good with pain. He doesn't go to the hospital. He doesn't go to doctors for anything.
Sucks it up.
Yeah, like he's gotten really really injured and just takes care of it himself. But he started getting like pain and he like brushed it off and then it just kept getting worse.
How old is he? How long ago?
This was when he was probably 48.
Okay.
And it just got worse and worse. So he slept on it. He woke up the next day and he was like, okay, something's seriously wrong. I need to go to the doctor. So he goes and they checked him out and they're like, so weird. We don't know what it is. We didn't see anything wrong. So he was like, okay, I guess I'm fine. I just need to rest it off. So he goes home and still is thinking like it's nothing's going on. And then I think it was one more day. He was like, no, something is like, he was like, could barely move.
How many days is this now?
I think he waited 2 days.
Oof. Damn.
Was he able to pass bowel movements?
I don't know, but he finally went back and they realized his appendix had ruptured.
Oh, you're usually not supposed to like go more than like a few hours.
Yeah,
with the
it can kill you because it's poison inside of you.
That's crazy.
But he's also like a massive dude. He's 6'4", 280 pounds.
That would take a while to get through.
So I think that helped. But basically he went there and then he realized it had ruptured. They go and do like surgery and they're like, you were pushing it. Like it was not good that he waited that long. But the first time
they
said it was
not. Yeah.
I don't know. They fucking suck. But get this. When they're doing his surgery for his appendix, they accidentally nicked his kidney with one of the knives.
Oh, no.
And then they sewed him back up and they didn't know.
Oh.
So
what do you mean they didn't know? They didn't say anything. So they did it and they didn't say anything. They just sewed it back up without telling him?
No, they didn't sew his kidney. They sewed him back up with a.
Oh, shit.
I think it was a couple months go by and he's like, something's not right. He couldn't like, he was having trouble like digesting food. Yeah. And he goes to get it checked out and his kidney had shrunk and shriveled up into a raisin. So they were like, what the fuck happened? And they realized that when he got his appendix out, they hit that and did it and then sewed him back up and then it died inside of him.
So your dad only has one kidney?
Yeah.
Was he able to get like compensated for that?
Yeah,
like,
that's a lawsuit right there. That's fucking nuts.
They were gonna fight it, I guess, but then, I guess time had passed and there was no like proof or whatever. I don't know. But he's pissed now. He can't eat red meat.
Oh my god.
Oh, he can't have steak.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat red meat when you only have one kidney. Oh my god, mummy latte.
Yes.
That's great.
That's kind of cute.
That is.
Oh, we should have known.
We should do that for Cremota, like for like a Halloween collection. Like the mummy
lotte. That looks cute.
And then, shit.
Halloween hibachi.
Wait, what did we put in for this?
Halloween hibachi.
It is, that's still
nasty.
Oh
my god, all the carrots in the are being morphed.
You just make merch doing this, man.
Yeah, this is like good merch ideas. Like just like whatever you're thinking. Just put it together.
That is a good idea.
Put in Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, but something with that.
Do taco binoculars.
Taco binoculars.
Do binocular psoriasis.
I don't even want to see what it brings up for psoriasis. That
binoculars.
That's so weird.
We still got to do the high episode after this, right?
Yeah, and then I still got to fucking pack.
And then packing high is going to suck.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, where am I going?
Do we have to do it?
Are you really that like done with me?
You must be high because I didn't say a thing about it's... you.
Are you guys genuinely disappointed with this episode?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Seems like Mariah's disappointed with me.
Yeah.
No.
Matt's just hamming it up now.
You know, I always think about like the editing and what these audio people are hearing. Like I'm not here in the podcast. I am behind the screen seeing and hearing what other people are seeing and hearing. It's a lot.
I haven't done anything visually.
He's not talking about you.
Matt. I literally am not even looking at you.
I haven't done anything visually.
Now I have a problem.
No, I don't fucking like you.
See, it's funny.
Dude, back scratcher possession.
Drag me to hell.
God.
Do Shirley Temple office.
how are we still podcasting? Just a surprise. We're at what, 132?
137.
No, I'm talking about the number episode we're on.
It'll be 133.
Baby, we are doing the damn thing.
Yeah, we are. I'm so proud.
Oh, it's going to take forever to get to 200.
Right.
We are doing the damn thing.
And that is, and what is this said thing?
Do you want cigars? Like, what the? You guys, please be safe. Will you travel?
Yes.
Okay.
We will.
We're going to watch out for pickpocketers.
Yes. And watch out for scammers. Don't think every little person's made you this little friendship bracelet for you.
Yeah, I know. I think we'll be good. We live in
Matt,
LA.
You're the
we
one want... wearing friendship bracelets. Yeah.
Matt, I feel like you would be the one to stop.
Matt got
like, there's always going to be that guy who's like, hey, I don't know. Never mind.
No, I think we live in LA too. Like we walk by people like that all the time.
Okay.
I think it's like the tourists that like
scammed.
Are not used to that.
Don't get scammed. Don't lose anything.
We've been scammed way too many times.
We have an eye for it now.
Patricia got, I think, a little scammed, though. She, never mind. I don't want it.
No, was say it. Good?
She just bought like a counterfeit purse, but like I think she'll hate
but
that.
Paid,
like, I'm
paid the.
Oh
well, she like we were going through Chinatown, and like she had this purse that she wanted, this Dior purse that she like had her eye on. It's like usually like a $6,000 purse.
Right.
She had the image. And they've really cracked down on like the counterfeits and stuff. You can only trust the people on the street who have like basically this big binder filled with all the purses. Yeah. She showed the picture, goes, this is it. She goes, come with us, sweet old lady. And she's, and obviously I'm thinking this purse is, I say knock $10 off of it, whatever they're going to try to sell you. And cause I'm thinking it's going to be really cheap. It comes out. She's like, all right, $165. But she's like, okay, can you do 155? And then my head, I'm like,
She thought she was getting a $6,000 purse for $100.
I thought you would at least, I thought still, it's not worth even $160, the fake purse.
I thought Patricia was getting like a mock of the purse so she doesn't have to like spend all that money. Just get a purse that kind of looks
it's a fake purse.
She knew it was fake.
Yes, but she spent $160 on the fake purse. And I'm like, you could have charged him at least $100 and just been like not $160, but go, let's do $100 or $80.
It's still a good price to get a bag that looks like a real.
I know, but you can still haggle with those people. I wished I like told her to go, no, 100. Because like if you walk away and they've already brought it out, they're not going to go and take it back up into that building.
You see, like if I was Patricia, I wouldn't even go. Like I just.
Oh, she bought it and it was all fine or whatever. But I was like, I bet you could have got that a little cheaper. But I feel bad talking about it because I don't want people thinking like.
People buy knockoffs all the time.
Talking about Patricia having like a fake bag.
Who cares?
Okay, fuck it.
I bought fake Gucci before.
You seem like you own a lot of
fakes. You bought fake Gucci?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. You buy fake stuff a lot, Mariah?
Me? Yeah.
Where did you get fake Gucci?
I respect. What?
Where'd you get fake Gucci?
My dad, when we went to Chinatown when I was a kid, got me a Von Dutch hat, a fake Von Dutch hat. And I thought I was the fucking shit with my fake Von Dutch hat.
How much are Von Dutch hats?
I bet they were like $130, $40 at their peak.
For a hat?
Not... The fake ones are probably like $10 in China.
No, but a real Von Dutch hat is $140?
At their peak, yeah.
Wow.
Really? Like just a cap, like the Von
Dutch
cap.
Every celebrity was rocking Von Dutch hats.
It was like the Ed Hardy, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like that high.
I thought it'd be like $80.
$80.
$80 is still a lot, but.
Dude, they were expensive, but I remember just going back and being like, Von Dutch.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I don't buy fake things that have the name on it and they're fake. I'll buy dupes.
So like there is a Dior saddlebag that everybody buys, but it's like
Patricia has that one.
Yeah, think, yeah. Like it's crazy expensive and it has like the D on it. I went on Amazon, found one for $25. That's identical, but there's no D. So it's not like it doesn't look. Everyone knows it's not Dior, but it has this, like, I'm just looking for that shape, style. Yeah.
Well, Meek's designer, the only difference is that is the tag. If it looks exactly the same as the real thing, there's no need to spend.
I feel like it's getting even more and more, like, okay to have, like, a fake bag.
It's almost a flex. Like, where'd you find that?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I feel like, especially, girls, they talk about all the time. Like, this is fake.
I mean, that's why Gucci, they made... real Gucci based off of the fake Gucci that people were making.
Oh, wait, yes. Really?
Yeah, so people started making fake Gucci and it was G-U-C-C-Y.
Okay.
And then everybody started wearing that and it was like a hot thing to be wearing like clearly fake Gucci. Then Gucci went and made real Gucci with spelled like that.
With a Y. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's
so, Jordan, so look that up real quick. Just,
damn.
But yeah, so they basically just copied the fake stuff to make that.
I love that.
And they're
pretty funny. Like they're just having fun with it. They don't give a fuck. Like they're like, yeah, do your thing.
Okay, yeah. I kind of like that.
That's really cool.
You
know what I think of when I'm shopping now?
Haunted.
Well, actually, I've always done it, but I think you do this just because I know how you are. But even the smallest
Matt's
purchase.
Offended by everything.
Every purchase that I make. The first, they don't even exist. The first person in my mind is my kid going to want this?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It would make or break a situation if I'm like, is this a piece of clothing that I'm going to put in a bin in the attic and eventually teenagers,
whoa,
they'll take the bin down. I think about that. So like
home furnishings and things like that, I always think about like, will this piece, is it timeless and is it not too trendy?
Right.
And also,
so when I'm getting like, if I do like my YSL bag, like that, when I laid eyes on it, I pictured my future daughter like wanting to like wear it. So if I do end up buying something designer, something else, like a bag or something, I'm going to be thinking of what is timeless.
Buy it for life.
That's nice.
There's a great subreddit on Reddit called Buy It For Life. And it's when people like have just owned a certain product and they've had forever and it's just been perfect. It's never broken on them. It's just been great.
Yeah. I think it's nice to pass things down. Like watches are so nice. Because they are so...
priceless.
They're priceless. Yeah.
Well, one thing I was gonna say about the whole like fake stuff, it's gonna be nothing. There's no value to it. If you buy a real Rolex, it's gonna appreciate in value. You're gonna make money off of it.
Right.
You buy a fake Rolex for $300. It's literally worth nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you're only getting it to show off that you have a
I would rather spend more money on something and it's gonna appreciate in value than just be a complete.
Because God forbid something happens in your life, you'd be like, all right, I'll just sell this.
Watch.
Yeah.
When times get tough.
And we understand that not everyone can afford, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds a little, what's the word people always use? Ignorant. Tone deaf.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's true. Like, real
things. It generates...
Yeah, like my Christmas Village stuff is worth so much fucking money. And it is.
But
I mean, my Hansberg one is.
People are going to pay for it. If you have a rare one,
That's worth like $500,000 that I bought for like $100.
That's great. That's like.
Who says $500,000?
Yeah, that was strange.
What the fuck was that?
$500,000.
It's worth like.
Why did you say half a thousand?
Because I wanted to dazzle you with $1,000.
Half a thousand dollars.
Half a million is very.
That's a thinker.
Half a million,
in the thousand. Christmas Village world, it's a top dollar prize.
How much does your whole Christmas Village cost?
About a $100 bill.
It's none of your business.
I bet it's $10,000.
No.
Seven.
Four.
That's still crazy.
Yeah.
No way. I think it's more.
I'm sitting on three or four off of spending probably.
But he's also searching for the cheapest. Like.
Well, I wheel and deal. Yeah. I need to actually get a lot of it off my hands. So I don't know. Someone's lucky day. Look out for my eBay listings. Because it's like right now it's getting good season to start buying.
Something else.
Well, I'm gonna be y'all.
He's going through multiple persons. It's like multiple personality. We've seen like three different characters today.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
Okay.
He's over it though, so let's.
Yeah. Let's end this. I think it's time. We need to sleep.
Yeah.
Because we have
to
wake up.
I need
the TV
pack.
Just slept. Look at
yeah.
it.
Oh, honestly, by the time you guys are listening to this podcast, we're going to be in Europe.
Wait, which hotels are you staying at? Let the people know.
Check the carpets.
Yeah.
We want to be Ariana Grande. We want to walk out.
I'm going to be in Mexico, y'all. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You let us know how that goes.
I go to Isla Mujeres, the island of women.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
For bring your binoculars.
All right, guys. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. Get your K-Cups, your bag coffee. We've got 4 different flavors to choose from, a bunch of different drinkware. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It comes out every single Monday. Spotify, Apple, however you listen. Video every single Tuesday, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath. Make sure to check out our Patreon as well. We do bonus episodes on there that are high episodes. You get early access to our episodes ad-free. We have a Discord where you can hang out and chat with us. We post exclusive content on there as well. Different vlogs we'll throw up just behind the scenes. We do a, like he said, a 15-minute recording after we stop this episode. It's our unwind with Unfiltered, where we just literally shoot the shit and
we talk about shit that shouldn't be on camera to the public. So you get to enjoy it with us for the next 15 minutes after we're done here. So
yeah, so check that out, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. All right, we'll see you next week. We love you guys.
All right, bye.
Ciao.
Peace.